like.
Oh, my trembling hand, let
in Most High.
From the earth.
Give me the Bible, the Holy Message shining. There are people that we remember from our past who make an indelible impression on our minds for a variety of things. Clarence Overstreet taught me to read shape notes. I learned songs by singing the Do, Re, Mi's. And I don't know that a lot of people do that now. I'm confident that that's part, anyway, that how Tim teaches people to read music. But I owe a great debt to Clarence Overstreet, not because he was the first one to really teach me to learn to read music, but because he loved to sing. And one of my fondest memories as a boy is watching Clarence Overstreet at the Holly Grove Church sit on the side, and as we'd sing songs, he would just sing and cry at the same time. And as a young boy, you remember things like that. That's part of why I remember Granville Tyler's preaching. I told my daddy as a boy, he's the only preacher I know that cries every time he preaches. And that's my impression of Brother Granville, but he was a good preacher. But we are moved by singing, I think. And the songs that Brother Tim has led tonight, I love the singing of all the songs. I personally especially love the medleys. Because he ties those together. The comments that he made helps us tie those things together. Songs should move us. Not just move us emotionally, but should move us in ways that help us learn something. Listen to Paul's words in Colossians 3, a familiar verse. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We should have learned something over the past 30 or 40 minutes. One of the purposes, if not the primary purpose of singing, is to teach. We have not sung inspired words, but we have sung words that have to do with the inspired message. That's what we've done tonight. And I hope that they have taught us. That's why it's good for us periodically to do things like we've done tonight, because it ought to stir our soul. And I love to hear the reaction of many of you after we've done things like we've done tonight, because you've enjoyed that. But you've enjoyed it because it's helped you and it's made you better. That's why our lectureship here for, I suppose, ever since it's begun, for 21 years now, we start our 21st year. Every year we sing. And for at least as long as I know, and possibly maybe since the start, we've had men come in, Tim and his father, to come in and help us and lead these songs. And lead for longer periods of time, because it helps us and it moves us. But it ought to move us because it teaches us something about God and about what He wants from us. So I hope that you've learned something tonight. I have. Even though we've sung several songs that I've sung for many years, there are things which I've learned as a result of coming together and singing tonight. We're going to sing one more song, at least. We call it an invitation song, because typically it has words that encourage people to respond to the gospel. So may I encourage you to allow this song to continue to teach and to continue to admonish. And if there is a person here tonight that needs to respond to this gospel that we've been singing about, I pray. And we'll all encourage you to come as we stand and as we sing.
Live for Jesus, oh my brother.